Do you know what the doctor said, honey?
Sure. A clean tooth never decays.
No. Don't be yourself. He said that you could get up tomorrow.
Well, it's about time. Been in bed so long, I couldn't tell whether I skinned my knee or tore the sheets.
Oh, I know it's been hard, darling. But it'll be all over tomorrow.
Hard, all right. Not on me. On you. No fooling, Debbie. You're the best nurse in the world. You could have a guy with lockjaw singing in a couple of days. What you got there?
Some letters that just came.
They look as if they might be notes that some bill collector is tired of holding.
Well, if that's the kind of notes they are, they're going to be B-flat.
Open them up. I'm just crazy about fan mail.
Yeah, if we get many more of these, it's going to fan us out.
No light fiction. We get enough bills to fully equip every stork in the world.
Well, I guess we might as well open them. I love surprises.
Okay.
Oh, Val.
You'd think somebody'd run out of red ink once in a while, wouldn't you? Who's that one from?
From the car people. Says if we don't pay our back installments within a week, they're going to take the car back. Aw, gee, honey. Looks as if we're going to lose our purple Pauline.
Hmm? One less mouth to feed. Can you imagine guys being that mean? What people won't do for money. I wouldn't take that car back for all the money in the world. I'm really glad to see it go. It'd be the first time it ever has.
Sure, and besides, we don't need a car anyway. Did Lindy need a car to get to Paris? Did our forefathers cross the plains in automobiles?
Well, all I had was one father, and he never crossed anything but a bartender's palm with silver. That guy couldn't find the way to his mouth unless he had a glass to direct him. Well, read the next gift card.
This is going to be a shock.
Go on. Go on, tell me. Maybe it'll turn my hair white and I can muscle into the old gent's home.
It's the rent.
You mean to say they got the nerve to call that $500 rent? Honest, honey, we ought to get the Metropolitan Museum for that. $500. You know how many pennies that is?
No, how many?
I don't know. It'd be enough to fight the Civil War over again with nothing but Lincolns on one side and Indians on the other.
Well, it's all my fault about the rent. I shouldn't have insisted on us living here.
Don't let that get you down, baby. I was just going to suggest it the day you brought us over here.
That's sweet of you. But it was my idea, and it's my fault.
Well, I bought the car, didn't I?
Yeah, you're just as dumb. Now that I think of it, you're dumber for letting me rent this joint.
Is that so? Now listen, sister. What a chance I had of arguing you ought to take in this place.
I guess you're right.
I'm not either. What's the other one?
It's from Mother.
Mother?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Read the bills over again, will you? We can hear something pleasant before we get down to the grief.
Oh, Mother's all right. She just had her faults, that's all.
Oh, she must have borrowed a lot from somebody else.
Wish you'd say something nice about her once.
My imagination ain't good enough. Go on, read the letter. Read it soft and low, because it's sure to be sad.
Are you ready, my good man?
Yes, you may fire when ready. I suggest you burn the thing right now, in fact.
Ready, set, go. Dear Alice, it is a cold, miserable day, and
she's probably writing on a tombstone.
Hush up. It's a cold, miserable day, and I'm not feeling very well. I think that I'm going to have a tumor.
That dame going to have twins?
Not two more, honey. Tumor.
Oh.
Paul hasn't been well either. He has a bad case of lumbago.
Oh, probably drank it up by this time.
Pay attention.
I pay everything else for the family. I guess I might as well.
Not only that, but Paul isn't making as much at the store as he used to.
Must have put a bell on the cash register.
See here, that's one thing Paul isn't. He ain't dishonest.
Well, he wouldn't steal anything that was heavy, that's a cinch. He'd be too lazy to carry it.
Oh, you're impossible.
No, nothing's impossible.
Listen to the rest of this. I'm so proud of your dear, dear husband.
This is going to cost me dough.
Of your dear, dear husband and your success in big time. I think it's grand that you are making $400 a week. Because Paul and I both need a vacation.
So why don't they go to work?
Gee, poor Mother doesn't know that after we pay the rent, we won't have a dime. And a big time is only a place we have been.
Now look here, Alice. That family of yours would make a couple of sponges look like rocks. From now on,
Never mind being masterful. Listen to the rest of this letter.
That ain't no letter. It's a demand note.
Bert Hardy stopped to see us the other day.
What collection agency does Bert Hardy work for?
Oh, he's an old guy that was Pa's best man.
Any guy that stood beside your pop would be the best man.
Oh, gee. If you only didn't have a profile like a tractor, you'd be just like John Barrymore.
Yeah. If you was only a little homely, you'd be like Greta Garbo.
Yes, honey. And if you were only a little bigger, you'd be like Tom Mix's horse.
Hey, pun. Now listen, you. If you don't stop speaking out of 10, you're going to be somebody's violin strings. Hey, you...
Val, don't you dare strike that cat.
Strike him? We're just going to pet them.
Well, undouble your fists when you do it. That's the conventional way.
Well, old lady, Vernon Valentine and Pun and Louisa Canary are in a spot that ain't shot down from the grid of no stage. Ah, well, just wait till me and my health get to be pals again. Hey, listen, who's Gallagher getting in our place?
Old guests.
Clara Bow, Judge Ben Lindsay, Benny Rubens, General Butler, and Baby Peggy.
No.
Well, they're all good show people.
No. Rankin and Rosenstein.
Rankin and Rosenstein? Does he think them guys is hoofers? You mean those two store dummies are taking Laverne and Valentine's spot? Out of what waxworks did he pick them two stiff joints?
Well, Mabel Rankin ain't so bad. She's had lots of publicity.
Yeah, and so did Mrs. O'Leary's cow. Didn't make the milk machine a hoofer. Hey, listen, that dame's so big she could walk an elephant down Fifth Avenue and people would think it was a poodle. You know, they say on a clear day you can see her for a distance of 14 miles. She's a hoofer. Edgar Guest writes Will Rogers' copy.
Oh, she ain't so bad. She's just a little old, that's all.
Old? She ain't old, she's ancient. Shakespeare gave her first part. She played a dead silence. Being so old, when she walks on a stage, you think she's on a tightrope.
Oh, yeah.
She could stand still and get the sound effect of a clog by letting the joints pop. All she needs Rosenstein for is a crutch. And awkward. You know, she's so clumsy she can't even point to what she wants.
Well, our tough luck was sure a break for them.
Yeah, and they're just the kind that'll take advantage of it, too.
Well, for the love of Mike, you don't blame them, do you? It ain't doing us no harm. We can't do it. Anyway, I never would have been in the show if Daisy Nolan hadn't developed a bum leg.
Well, that's different.
How is it different?
Well, I like Daisy Nolan, and I don't like Rankin and Rosenstein.
What have you got against them?
Oh, this guy Rosenstein's got a head so big that newsboys get under it on rainy days. He thinks he spits pearls or something. He's always trying to muscle in on me, too.
Well, what did he ever do to you?
Well, he told some guy he was the best hoofer on Broadway. That's what he did. The guy he told probably thought Rosenstein was me, see? Rosenstein was a heel, so indirectly he did me a dirty trick.
Oh, I see.
Imagine them two flat-footed, rusty joints going on in our spot. Hey, after the second week, the stage will look like a big dish of combination salad when they get through. I'd like to bounce a summer squash out that guy Rosenstein myself. That's how bad I hate summer squash.
Well, I don't like Rosenstein very well myself, but I think Mabel Rankin's a sweet girl.
Girl? Been an act of mercy to call her a girl when Grant surrendered to Lee at Apoplexy Courthouse.
Grant didn't surrender to Lee. Lee surrendered to Grant. Who do you think won the Civil War anyway?
Well, I ain't gonna fight it all over again just to settle a little detail.
Did you take your medicine while I was gone?
Yeah, indirectly.
What do you mean, indirectly?
Well, I got Pun to take it for me.
Oh, Val, you're incorrigible.
Well, it takes a lot of courage to take that medicine. It takes so bad I even had a hard time to get Pun to take it. In fact, the only way I could get it into the beast was to rub it on him and let him get it by absorption.
Well, you'll never get well at this rate.
Well, if I don't get well pretty soon at the doctor's rate, I'll be selling my soul to pay him. Hey, listen. You know, we ain't going to have any too much dough by the end of this month.
Yeah, I know.
Don't let it get you down. Don't even think about it, baby. Just as soon as I'm up, boy, we're going to have something big. Gallagher ain't the only guy that's got a show in big time, you know.
Yeah, but walking into a big-time show ain't as easy as walking into a Hester Street clothing store, you know.
If we got a reputation, didn't we panic big time? If we got press clippings to prove it, eh?
Yeah, but don't forget, big boy, that the press clippings are about a show that was put on yesterday. And yesterday means about as much in the show game as tomorrow does to a guy they hung at sunrise.
There you go, there you go. You got the gloomy, see?
No, I ain't got the gloomy. I know something will break for us, but we ain't gonna walk into it. It'll take time for some producer to recognize your talent. Oh, but what's worrying me is, what are we going to do until it is recognized?
Don't you worry about that.
Well, what are we going to do?
Forget it.
You can't forget eating, you know. Just what are we going to do?
Don't rush me. Don't rush me. I'll take you something.
I hope so.
Oh, you're discouraged,
kid. I'm not discouraged just because I ain't doing an adagio all over the place because we've been put on the pavement ain't no sign that I'm discouraged.
Now, listen, baby. As I used to tell him when I was in big time, see, I'd say, boys, I used to say, it was hard work that put Laverne and Valentine where they are today.
Yeah, hard work with the feet and not the jaw. Time for your medicine. Open wide, and that's plenty with that big yap of yours.
Oh, what?